Blog Talk Radio.
The flop, yeah. We got the lightning. Do you hear something?
Let me see. Tell me if you hear the music playing. All right, welcome to Block Talk Radio. Can you hear me, guys? If you can hear me on Block Talk right now, click 1 on your phone so I can know that you guys are hearing me. Someone press 1. All right, we're good to go. Thank you, Ashe. Thank you, everybody who raised their hand. Okay, so we have online with us. We're on Facebook as well. The Chief Nanya Shabuel of the Aksakata Nation of Yamasi Morris, who is the Planet Potentiary Registered Copyright Trademark in Right of the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, and the planet called Earth. Chief, you can begin your talk.
All right, greetings. First, before I do anything, so what I want to do is I'm going to pour a libation here to the ancestors, to step back to our ancestors on different planes and dimensions, and give them gratitude and appreciation for us language,
Ashe,
race, and color.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pour this libation. And everyone just repeat after me. Kimsa. I'm just going to call out names of different ancestors in no particular order.
Kimsa.
To the Netheru.
To the Netheru.
Ashe.
You can say Ashe. Ashe.
To the Intergalactic Confederation.
Ashe.
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 The elder. Ashe.
Ashe.
To the Orisha. Ashe.
Ashe.
To Yemenya. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. To the Divine Mother. Ashe.
Ashe.
To the Deity. Ashe.
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 Anku. Ashe.
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 Ashe. Ashe. Ashe. Ashe. Give time.
Dogon. Ashe.
Ashe.
Tribal ancestors. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. Odun. Orisha, Ashe.
Ashe.
Udashipa.
Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe. Tutankhamun. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. Keba. Ashe. The first mother on the planet. Ashe.
Ashe.
Tutankhamaki. Ashe.
Ashe.
To Ashe. So we're starting off here first to give gratitude to the species in the spiritual realm.
Ashe.
So the question has been, I brought this up, let's appreciate it. I have brought up the fact that on my webinar, I teach people who are Black or African American that have changed their race and ethnicity to white. And in the discussion, in them coming on the webinar, I stress to them to let go of the religion. Christianity, the Judaism, the Islam, instead of them using any African so-called, what they call an African incorrect syntax, but for the sake of the discussion, any African spiritualism, I tell them to do it. I'm the only one that's embracing that. All the other organizations and different religions and whatnot are very staunch because they're not telling the fact that we're deferred from the planet. So what I'm going to do here, because I'm also recording on my end, this is to help as well as people who are listening that can't see what I have. I want to go first into the etymology. We are speaking primarily English, unless there's people who speak other languages. So English is the main language primarily for business, commerce, trade, etc. Etymology, which is the origin of words. We start off with race. And race is from the old label English, that's from 748 to about 650, 670, after the death of the historical figure called John Duke. And it means it's a narrative, an account, an act of swift running, a hurried attack, also a course of life or conduct, a swift turn. Now that's the first definition of race. Race is defined as a noun. So see how it went from a narrative to descendants of a common ancestor. Now when we go to black, in the Old English, there's a dictionary of the Old English language. And this is by, I always give big up to her name, it's Mary Lynch Johnson from 1935. And she has a book called Old English Dictionary. In there, the definition of black is defined under Old English.
Listen, people.
Over the A, which is similar to the French blanc or in Spanish blanco. So it is defined as an adjective. An adjective is a person, place, or a thing. But black is defined here as a noun is a person, place, and thing. Black is defined as an adjective. So people who call themselves black African American are saying this. I'm going to put the link for the dictionary here in the fact book. Can I put it in here?
Black. Excuse me, please mute your phone. Mute your phone, please.
What?
Mute.
What?
Dakota, you gotta mute your phone. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put it on the, I'm trying to put it there.
Chief, we can't see you at all, you know. Pardon me. Chief, we can't see you.
You can hear me though, right?
Yes, we can hear you very well. But we can't see you on, so we can't see what you're...
You're going to Facebook and I'm doing my Zoom at the same time.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me try that. I'll use this precision right now.
Okay. Okay, let's have a little patience, people. A little patience. We're getting it down together.
Otherwise, if it doesn't work, it's not gonna work. Yeah, I'm getting that blockage from that OBS video. Yeah, that's giving me a problem. That's why I didn't want to do. I don't do those on Facebook. So anyway, everyone with the tapulation, I will be sending the links afterward. I'm putting them in the discussion right now so people can see the discussion.
Okay, so thank you.
Going back to black means pale. And the way it is described in Old English, it is described as an adjective. So it's not a noun, so black people are not nouns. They're not persons, places, or things, and that's why they can get mistreated. Also, shining, glittering, pallid. So when a person says they're black or African American, my first question to them is, what's pale about them? And when that comes up, then they get silent. Now, the next thing is, dealing with the spirituality of all the spiritual leaders, it has been established. I'm going to send you this email after we're done.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So I did that. My phone was closer for the blog talk. Because on the Facebook, everyone's hearing, but the blog talk, they're having an issue. So I'm going to send you the link to the documents that I have that I'll be going through. So now, when the subject color comes up, this is what has to be considered. Not just everybody, but people who are listening on the replay. So the way they have structured this, and the way they've explained color, you have different wavelengths and frequencies. So violet is the fastest color of lowest frequency, but its wavelength is the longest. So in this order, violet, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. According to science, black is not considered a color. That means white is supposed to be violet, infrared, is in the aspect of what they call white light, violet. They call the black the color is darkened, but it should be saying not black, pale. Darkness has no wavelength or frequency. You'll find photons in it, but it doesn't have anything for that nature. So that is a confession that color is a vibration. All the wobble bounce, circle master, try to say quote-unquote black people, they're saying it wrong. There's a new science from, if you want to call it new, it's called cymatics, where you can take sound, and based on the sound frequency, as they call it, you can get different geometric forms. So this is where my question is to the bobble-bobble. There are no white, according to the same so-called authorities and corporate entities, white is a person having worse than any of the original peoples of Europe, the Middle East, or North Africa. So I will ask the host that, what country is Eva located in?
Eva is located in Africa, mainly Nigeria.
Okay, now is this Nigeria in North Africa?
Nigeria is in West Africa, actually. Mm-hmm.
So Nigeria, but Nigeria is north, if I recall correctly, Nigeria is north of Ghana.
Yes, that's Niger. Niger. Niger.
And is Nigeria next to that?
And Nigeria, not necessarily, but Niger is...
Africa.
Look at this. Yeah, not necessarily. Niger is in the north and Nigeria is in the west.
So Niger, Mali, Chad, Sudan, Algeria, all of those are considered North Africa. Now, they haven't given a parameter of where does North Africa end. Because there is a map that listeners can check and find on the internet that shows what the original borders of Africa were before Italy, France, England, Belgium, and then went into Africa and created the border. Mali, yes, Sudan, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Libya are considered North Africa. Let's tell about those countries.
There's no paleness there.
Okay, so Nigeria, based on what I'm seeing, goes from just underneath Chad and to the Atlantic Ocean. And we know that Egypt and Sudan going down into Ethiopia, because Ethiopia is considered Northeast Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So my point being that the spiritual systems of those countries that I have mentioned, those people would be classified as white coming into the West.
I'd like to interject something that even Ifa by the Muslims, they call it Dur El Ram. But it's
and the people, I appreciate that. Mm. And so let's not forget, though, that who they call the Arabs of today, those, whether they're the pale Arabs or the red Arabs,
mm-hmm.
they're absolutely, they just take on what was there. This is why,
mm-hmm.
when you see this today, all the different, even at the Grand Museum, and all the different sites, Valley of the Kings, and Aswan, and going all the way down to that area there. All of that, they put Arabic there. Arabic is not the language that the Muslims spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And this proves that the Arabs over there in Egypt, they just took over and they appreciated that. But they're really too wrong. That's the best way to say that. Because they're going into cemeteries desecrating the dead.
Because
they're not doing that in the modern cemetery. They leave that alone. Why are they going to that? Because they consider those people Negroes, oh, they have no standing at death.
Hmm.
So this is why this subject has came up to many people who I know have been doing Santeria, they've been doing Yoruba, and when it comes up to this subject of race or color being very descriptive about what their color is commercially, the Bible allows sisters, they don't want to talk about that. And again, what has been happened is now the patent called African American is considered a patented even process. So when they're saying African American, they're saying black, they're saying Negro, they're saying color. What they are saying is that they're putting out that energy that they are fully, specifically for the Draco reptilian and any other insectoid, any other species.
You know, Chief, I'd like to interject here because, you know, some people have like a mind block. They have a mind block because they can believe in Jesus. They can believe in the invisible God. They can believe the Orishas, the Voodoos, and all the other spirits that are invisible. But then when it comes to things like other beings from other places, they have a hard time perceiving that these are beings that are here on this earth, and these are beings that are interfering in our progress.
Yeah. And so what has to happen is we start off first, go to this book called African Origin of Biological Psychiatry by Dr. Richard King.
Take note, people. Take note.
And so this is where we need to start first, to take up their listeners and people who have not heard this information. He uses the word black god, but we syntax that as the dark god. That's the best way, because there's nothing pale about you. So, Now, Albert Churchward, who had a book on, this is called The Nilotic Negro, that he took a picture of the Nilotic Negro. Him and E.A. Wallace Budd did the book called In Coming Forth by Day, which they erroneously called the Egyptian Book of the Dead, have shown that the oldest Egyptian god was Seth, and African people were the squaw. So people who are familiar with the squaw.
Mm-hmm.
Death here has the same type of face as the pygmy. The first eye of Beth Horus, being the earliest type of the pygmy, is hot. The human type was not given to any before Top, so that Beth shows that the ancient Egyptians left an indelible proof in the mythology of their descent from the first human, which was the pygmy. These little people have some of the principal features of the earliest mythology of old Egypt, that a later date may represent a type of force of earth, so that first their feet of the nose. And it was from these pygmy that the first mythology of Egypt from. All that they brought on attitude and made use of in the various types, the earliest mythos, astronomical, stellar, lunar, and solar mythology to the eschatology. Thus, we find out that they come from the south of the land of Punt, further all of today's human form. This is on page 18 of the book, if you can get it, because it's out of print, you might have to get a new one.
That book again, Chief, please, that book.
The book is called African Origins of Biological Psychiatry by Richard King. We also have another book called Melody. So all of today's human form, African, Asian, European, Latino, and Oceanic, are very recent children of their dark African parents. I'm not using the word black. The Twa people. The Twa people preceded all humanity, started in Africa and then migrated to different corners of the globe, changing the superficial aspects as a result of different climate, sunlight, and exposure conditions. All humanity has a vast, dark origin, dark dot in dark Northeast Africa. Clearly, European Africans, that's the phrase he uses, must not forget your first historian, Herodotus, said that the Egyptian Tolkien order for anybody to exist on the planet, they must have the dark god. And so this is called on page 29. The brain structure, the locus coeruleus of Hoxilius, strong biological scientific evidence that directly supports the ancient African claim that the dark dot is the doorway to the temple, the mind, and collective unconsciousness, affirming collective unconsciousness. First, the name locus coeruleus literally means dark dot. Locus is a Latin word.
Mm-hmm.
They focus locum, meaning Julius Yamas. This is a critical finding because the Sanskrit name Tertullian appears to predate the Greek, Latin, and other Western European languages. In fact, the history of African origin has been used by Africans in Africa, Europe, and Asia. It appears that ancient European Sanskrit borrowed the term from African population that migrated. You have to have what they call melanin, which means the word in carbon, in order to exist. So here, this is what I'm perfect. The locus coeruleus is dark because it contains large amounts of melanin, on page 30. The same chemical that produces skin color, Mara, from 1977, was a NORAD renders degenerate nerve supply to many areas of the brain, the cerebral cortex, the hippocampus, the cingulate gyrus, and amygdala areas that make up the major portion of the limbic cortex. The locus coeruleus also supplies part of the no reference brain found in other brain areas such as the hypothalamus, the thalamus, Kobayashi, Japanese, in 1975. Importantly, the locus coeruleus affects memory, as one would expect, because they have melanin, to use the word carbon, affects memory. The locus coeruleus is normally involved in temporal humiliation of the susceptibility period memory. A malfunction in normal susceptibility period of newly formed memory to EPS produced amnesia. This is from Dorenter in 1976. So, the locus coeruleus is the uppermost point in all dark neuromelanin nerve tracts that run from the brain stem into the spinal cord. This is Olszewski. From 1964, mapped the brain stem, and Emmerich mapped the brain stem and found 12 brain sites containing pigmented carbon, which they put in the eye, are either part of a neuromelanin column or adjacent to the neuromelanin column that Nazimon, 1967, found. Morrison in 1961 and Kierer in 1939. Have found that melanin, using the word carbon, is present in the brain of all animals. The degree of pigmentation increasing as one mammal has the greatest degree of pigmentation among all animals, and primates have the greatest brain intensity pigmentation among all of mammals. Thus, all animals have an internal core of carbon in their brain. Human race is a dark race with many variations of dark, from dark, dark to white dark, pale dark, all internally rooted in a vast sea of brain darkness. One of the critical keys that distinguishes man from all other animals is this presence of intense darkness, doorway that opens into the all dark, halls of darkness, the neurocarbon amygdala nerve tract. And it's interesting, it teaches in the coming 4 or 5 days, but people want to go where? To amygdala. So with these facts here, it is amazing and interesting why all the people who call themselves Black spiritual priests, African spiritual priests, they know the distinction between saying it's dark outside and the person is black. They're very clear on that. But when it comes to spirituality, they want to use black. Oh, I mean, the black man is black means pale. So the question I have is, are they
Well, anyone want to raise their hand and answer that question, you can do so right now. You can unmute for a second, answer that question.
So this goes out to the Phil Valentine's, the Panic up in New York, the Azazel Bay, Queen of Pua. This goes to all of them. They keep using the word black. So to me, it sounds like they're just pimping the dead.
Everybody uses it because a lot of people are not aware, Chief, of the implications of using the word.
No. You're not categorically reject that. No.
The implications.
Black America, I went on this webpage, and I'm being told that Beyonce is watching my videos. Jay is watching my videos. A whole bunch of rappers in Louisiana, this is 4 years ago, are watching my videos. I'm being told they're watching my videos. No, because a lot of those people I've mentioned, that is principle to get their success. How are they saying they don't know?
I'm talking about the lay people. I'm talking about the lay people.
The lay people don't get that either. No. Computers, they have a cell phone, they have access to the internet. When someone says, you're white, you're not black, they are supposed to say, what do you mean by that?
Exactly.
Because they're going to get upset.
Exactly.
So that doesn't apply no more.
I see where you're coming from.
You have to tell them that nigger is entitled to ability. Then they're like, what? Yeah, that's kind of just part of a royal bloodline. Oh, that's why they don't want people chanting nigger anymore because we'll eat the planet up.
You see?
So all the blah, 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 spiritual masters and high priestesses, you guys got a lot to answer for, and they've already made a simple contract to move souls and to distract souls off onto the wrong path. So that sounds every black scholar out there multiple times.
Okay. I see a couple people on Blog Talk have their hand raised, so I'm going to try to see if they want to say, want to answer or make the challenge. Eric code 813, you're live. Are you hearing the discussion? Did you hear the question, the challenge? 813, they want to be silent. Okay, I'm going to take you off. Okay. All right, area code, 587. Do you want to comment on this challenge that Chief just gave? Why are the Babalawos and the Yanifas, all the priestesses, still chanting the vibration of black, knowing that it means it's a destructive thing and it doesn't identify you. 8587, you want to answer? I can't hear you too well. You can turn up your mic. Okay, you sound muffled and very well. They're saying something, but I can't hear them. Area code, I got another 813 up. This is who now? Area
yes,
code 813, you're on the air?
Yes, greetings to all.
Okay, that's
you. Can you hear me?
That's it. That was Chief, that was you just now?
No.
Okay, no. All right, let me put them back. I'm sorry, 813.
Yes, greetings. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Greetings to all. I'm a Ferdy. My appellation is Ferdy Yumasi Moon Rael, copyright trademark. I'm a member of the Atsikasa Nation of Yumasi Moors. and my great chief, Chief Nanishabu L.
Okay. Ashe.
Hosting to
so, one moment. Facebook people, are you hearing the person online? You're not hearing him. Okay.
No, we're not hearing you.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, go ahead and speak. I'll try to interpret what he's saying. Go ahead.
Thank
and speak.
You. My question to Maku is, being that we know Black has sent and us practicing the craft of Yoruba, Santeta, you know, and the different crafts, how do the ancestors see? When we're communicating, they know that we're communicating right. We're communicating the way that they live and the standing that they live. So when people are contracting Black, are the deities hearing them? Are they actually receiving what they're supposed to receive?
Do you have the radio turned up loud? Because there's an echo.
Well, no, I don't. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. It's just an echo.
Yeah, so that was my main question. Being that we are supposed to identify, like Maku was saying, we identify as white Atharkans and we don't identify as Black, how do the deities and the ancestors see people who are contracting Black when they are practicing the crafts?
How do people see?
No, how do the ancestors receive people that are contracting Black as opposed to people who are contracting the right way or speaking for our ancestors where they were?
That's a good question. He's asking how do the ancestors see people who are contracting Black instead of contracting in the right way? How ask who, the ancestors?
Yeah.
Well,
I can't speak to them.
Well, because if I had to answer, the ancestors don't see color. They interpret energy, and energy is light. So they interpret through light and energy. So energy is just light. So I don't think the ancestors see you, because if you ever look at the, when they're talking about the spirit world, they always show it is like in black and white back in the day when there was no color at all. When we had black and white TVs, I don't know, I was born during that time. So, you know, black and white TV, so that's when they depict the people being in the ancestral world. If you look at movies and all of these things, you'll see they're like black and white, you know, or a grayish color. So there's no differentiation. It's just light and energy. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I much appreciate it. You gave me some clarity. Much appreciated. Thank you for your time.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Yeah, they accepted that, you know, because even, you know, because I deal with the ancestors all the time and I communicate to the spirit world, I know it's light that they're dealing with, energy that they're dealing with. And then the energy can bring a spectrum of color. So even when it comes to the human being, then you're light yourself, right? So if you're light yourself,
correct,
they cannot see you as anything else. Ashe, give thanks. All right. All right. Somebody else want to answer that question? Anybody else want to chime in and say add or delete that notion right there? You know, if you look in the in our discussion on this post, there is Baba from Africa, who seems to be the only person that has been talking in light of the spectrum wear, the pale words that are uttered, that word black that is damaging to us. And he said that he responded to someone in one of these polls here. Which one was it? Okay, let me see. This one right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said that there's no such thing as black. There's no such thing as African. And he even went on to explain it from an Ifa standpoint. So I'm going to look up the Odu, and I'm going to look up the post. And, you know, at one point, I can tell it to you. So please go ahead, Chief. I think people are with you right now, because the other question I'd like to ask, if you're ready to move on, is what does the race classification of the word black mean?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Chief, I can hear you very well.
Okay, so like I stated earlier, the race classification is based on the U.S. Department of Education, the National Institute of Health, the Center for Disease Control, which is international, it's global, and this is what's happening, is we're living in a commercial world. So when you say a word, the word has what they call a vibration, we call it sound cycle, an energy cycle, it will have a color, it will have light. It will even have density. So when people who are not black in their genes, in their lineage, go all the way back to the original Twa pygmy, and they're using a word that has nothing to do with their genes, if anything, it's going to weaken them. They're creating an energy, a light, a resonance. They're creating a sound cycle, an energy cycle. And so when people are doing business, the corporations have stated, these are the races. What is your race and your ethnicity? Here's your ethnicity, and now pick one of these five races. So to me, it's just the reality. All these Babalawos, Indian Hindus from India, Alaska people, the Buddhists, et cetera, they are all doing commerce. Everybody on the planet is doing all right. This is necessarily exchange of dollars. It could be cattle, it could be animals, it could be trade, but there is an exchange going on, very much like how one will do an offering to the Orishas or to the ancestors for something or need assistance with something. So my point is the fact that when you go to a Kubon, you go to do your Uber ritual or your Ifa ritual or your Kimbanda or Kumbanda rituals, yeah, you cross that threshold, yeah, you're in the spirit realm, but that person is still carrying that black energy, because when they're out in this mundane world, they're still vibrating on that frequency. So there has to be a what's called a consistency of yourself. They've already, like I said earlier, it's been proven that with cymatics, they can take your voice, and your voice, depending on what you're saying, they can already see what the geometric patterns of your voice are. If you're chanting, if you're seeing any type of ritual, doing any type of magic or any type of a spell, they can do. They've already have the English alphabet where they can go and say the letters, and you can see what the different sine waves are, the schematics for it. So this is why I say that there's no excuse for, and I said that, I just attribute that to the spell, the spiritual contract, someone. And if they know the people around them are bigger, they're like, oh, well, they're dead. They're not going to do anything. So, okay, just give them some theater, and they'll enjoy the theater. It's very much like an African Christian. They get the people to do all sorts of stupidity over there, and the people just eat that up. So that goes into the next aspect of the fact that we just found out recently that the border really is being governments of the planet. They're actually taking the neuron out of your energy field and using that to power their system. So, of course, carbon, being that carbon is the second most abundant element in the body, those who are copper-colored, carbonated, new moon, we have the moon, so they're going to our world because we're the ones that have the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So now, knowing that Aurora, which we cannot see, but it exists and extends from 6 centimeters from our body, we have to start protecting that. That's when I was given the information on what's currently happening, and a lot of the Amorites are upset because they're realizing they're getting remote control. Now, what I have to do is figure out the connection between that information and us being where carbon, how does our high amount of carbon in our body affect, or does that influence, or does that protect us from being remote controlled via the biosensors and the wide body area network that's through the computers, through the wireless, the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth, the cell phones, et cetera.
Mm.
That's what I'm looking at because, again, when that subject comes up asking me with grace, I have to question, well, how come the Babalawos don't know about this? Why aren't the high priestesses talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where this comes into that it's questionable how these high priestess and spiritual leaders, that includes Farrakhan, that includes Al Sharpton, you know, anyone who's talking black magic, I laugh because I say the black fails, so you've already said it all. And so all it does is now that I've put that out, it's going to come out, it's going to start hitting, it's going to start coming up in discussion, which it already has,
mm-hmm.
with some of the Babalawos, seeing as they're doing business. So how can they say, well, when we're coming to do a spiritual ritual or to celebrate on Orisha or Voodoo Day,
mm-hmm.
and say that color doesn't matter, race doesn't matter, but then when they leave and go home, they're doing contrast and they're saying the word black and are attributing that to their physical body.
So, Baba,
there's no getting around that. That's
I'd like to ask you, right, because a lot of us in the United States may know that, you know, we have a way to, you know, do change our, even change our status. But a lot of us don't know that we can actually, that we are actually white, when, you know, of light and white. They don't know that. Because they have been all over the world, but they're doing it. They're still doing it.
I've been on the webinar for 7 years, telling people about this since 2007.
But everybody has not heard you. Everybody has not heard you.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I totally accept that. However, what I'm talking about is, why is it, and this is what comes up, this is where the subject of their aura being tapped,
mm-hmm.
energy being drained from them, the subject comes up, if they see some of my videos, people call me, okay, why'd you call? I saw one of your videos. What was I talking about? I don't recall what you were talking about. Now I can attribute that to the government with the guy sitting on using headphones like a video game, taking that memory out of that person's aura. Where one aspect is their soul sees what I'm talking about is true, but then they come in at the last second or they have stuff happen in their life that causes the person to be distracted from going forward. So this is where I'm talking about now the aura. See, there's a different, now we're going from why they're not saying the word black to their aura. And the aura gets into the etheric realm of, okay, what entities are those Babalawos conjuring? What entities are they in contact with? Because, like I said, I know one high priestess for Yoruba that was telling people that they have to get jabbed and they have to take the PCR test.
Oh, my.
And that they were going to check people's tests before they could do rituals. So to me, that's a bunch of nonsense. That person, I don't care if they're my priestess. They can't tell me they're right. They got,
I know they're sorry now that they got jabbed.
How would it come out? Now what has come out is now it has been admitted, Health Canada admitted that, yes, there was a DNA contamination
in
the vaccine.
That's right.
And FDA admitted that they hid that when people, when they were doing the trials, 79% of the people died in the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And they hid that because they said if it was made public, it would have gotten approved. Now it's coming out. They caught Fauci supplying what's called gain of function. So this is where I come back to the same question. All the people who say they are spiritual, they're talking to ancestors. Oh, yeah, I talked with Papa Legwa or Legwa. I said, why the hell they didn't tell y'all about this before where y'all could have said, hey, don't take the shot. It was the opposite happened.
Mm.
They was telling people to take the shot. Even Fabians, so-called Sabians, said that, oh, yeah, Atomray said to take the jab. Now we also find out there's graphene oxide among, aside from the AIDS that was put in the jab, aside from all the cancer-causing that was in the jab, aside from the mercury, the graphene oxide is in there to boost the signal in the jab because the jab is not really a vaccine. They call it gene therapy. Now we're finding out what it is. It's, that's why they say the word booster, to enhance the digital and the wireless tracking of the human body. So they're using what's called wireless biosensors and putting them in our body because we are interconnecting with the computer either through your wireless or if you call a company and they say, okay, press 1 for customer service, press 2 for a corporate company, or they'll say, or say 1
mm-hmm.
for shipping, say 2
mm-hmm.
for manager, 3 for billing. When you do that, you are interfacing the computer because now it has a scan of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the conversation, because all conversations are recorded for quality assurance purposes and training, they now have that log. They have the phone number log. They have the voice of the person that called. Then if you're doing it online, then they can make the cross-reference to the face. So now they'll be able to track you. So where is panic in all of this? Right? Don't tell me, oh, we're not dealing with none of this physical, so we just deal with the spiritual. Good. What the hell are you doing on this planet then?
And that is, but Baba, you know, Chief, there is the mentality of that because a lot of people, even the people that are running to traditional African spirituality, they're basically running from Christianity and all the other religions, and they're running to African spirituality in hopes that it can save them from all that's happening to them on a personal level, but no one is really knowing what is happening to them. Because if you do a divination for somebody and it's telling you, listen, you have to get back to nature, you have to take baths, you have to protect your body, you have to cover yourself, you have to get your head clean because your head is out there so you can center and balance yourself. You know, they're thinking, well, okay, after I center and balance myself, that is it. My problem goes away and everything. Nobody's thinking that it goes to another level. I want to mention something because, and this is not an insult to anybody, but once I was with a man that he himself had spiritual sight. And he said to me that the Orisha, the way the people are operating with Orisha now, is like Orisha is in some place that he calls Corpus Fiend Hell. Now, I don't know if anybody else ever had that word, corpus seeing hell. And in corpus seeing hell, you only can deal with the physical effects of things, not with these technological things and these super technological things that are going on, even though that's the kind of world that we're living in. We're up against the AI, the artificial intelligence. How do they get it? Chief just explained how they get it. How do they get the information? So I once saw a TED Talk, and I know if some of you watch TED Talk, but TED Talk is when they come up with these so-called, you know, they start showcasing these innovations that they're doing, and they're actually trying to replace human beings for these computers and machines. So they don't have to hire you to do anything because the machine already took everything out of your head. Machine took, and then after they get all they can get, they fire the person. Okay, that's a whole bit on a talk about AI. So if you want to go, you can go into TED, look up TED, T-E-D, and in T-N, AI talks on AI, and you will see it. Okay, but before you go on, Chief, I found the post by Baba Sheyi Sotubo, and I want to explain it so people who are with Orisha and everything, they could be more enlightened about it, okay? He says, it's dark skin, and he's answering, it's not black, it's dark skin. That's what Adulawo means. That's what they call black in Yoruba, right? But it's not black, it's dark skin, and we are not black. This is what he says. Ifa mentions Edo as dark in part and properties of illumination. What is that? Light. Hence, we have dark and light, and not in colors of white and black either. We are energies from Olodu, conservator energy, conservative energy of light itself and sound. Energy of light are never black or white, but dark and light. Shades of light are either dark or light. Patterns and properties of colors, shapes, landscapes, etc. is either dark or light. So human skins are never described or expressed in colors of white or black in Ejiogbe or Oyeku. Those are Odus of Ifa, of the 256 Odus of Ifa. The first Odu is Ejiogbe, the second is Oyeku. That amounts to fallacious errors of interpretation. So he's saying it's all interpretation of people interpreting themselves as being black, and you're not black because look at the energy that Chief has said this word brings. And it goes deeper down the rabbit hole because now he explained the dark dot, okay, the dark dot, and the dark dot is something that we have. Okay, that is basically when he also explained the carbon, and we are coveted because we have more carbon than anybody, right? So he goes on to say, Ejiogbe expressed it as light skins, as brightness of the sun. Okay, the sun shines brightly with high intensity on the earth. Obatala is light skin and never white. If people, you're hearing, okay? And Oyeku expressed it as dark skins, same properties with moon that birthed the sun that shines in the day. Energy of darkness as the horse tail. And then he goes in to say Oromila is dark skin, Ogun is dark skin, Eshu is dark skin, the moon is dark, the sun is bright and light. Same is employed in describing the skins of humanoids. Ashamed. That's all he had to say. So, you know, so what Keith is saying is no joke, people. It's no joke. And I understand why he's adamant about, like, people supposed to know these things, you know? And he's been doing this for more than 20-odd years, you know? trying to, you know, bring their awareness and taking people to change and correct themselves. But, you know, hardly anybody is listening and following through with it. Because every day on the TV, you're seeing they're having these, they're doing the sitcoms, and the sitcoms, even though the sitcoms are about quote-unquote black and white people, quote-unquote, right, that it's always an issue about you trying to prove that you're black or somebody trying to prove they're black by the way they act, okay? It's so insulting. And these actors that go and do this, they're, you know, they're a disgrace. Mm-hmm. Because they know what they're doing. Okay? So they're pushing this message. They keep pushing the message there of the differences. Okay? Because they want people to remain, quote unquote, black. Okay, Chief, you got it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's nothing, like I said, at this point, it's clear that the existence for some of these spiritual temples is based on lying to the masses that come support them. I don't fight with people on what we're doing because what we're doing is absolute. Nobody's been able to dispute what I said. I've direct messaged Farrakhan, I called Professor Griff, I called, what's his name, Malik Shabazz, and then I started realizing, yeah, these guys are all tied in together with the black Greeks and the Greeks. The nine eyes are connected to the skull and bones because they have an agreement with them, so that's a spiritual contract. Hmm. So I don't always, it's not a big concern that when, well, you know, people don't know, and if they go to somebody that does a reading to them and they believe the reading, I said, yeah, because, again, nobody knows family better than family. If you knew a cousin that ain't no good and they're still going to do no good, at a certain point, you don't deal with them because even if you try to tell them, they're not going to listen. So you just say, just let him do what he wants or let them do what they want. It's going to catch up to them, and then when they get into trouble, oh, did you hear Miles did such and such and such? And you'd be like, yeah, we already know how he gets on. So it's just like I stated with the priestess doing what she did. She said that was for her. I said, but that reading is for you. That what applies to you does not apply to other people.
Exactly.
So she made her reading applicable. She made her reading applicable to the people that come to her. So that's why, like I said, many are called, few are chosen. I seek the living amongst the dead. That's just why I don't really chase people down like that. I know for a fact that the moment they say they're black, that's a spell they cast on themselves. That is a light. That is an energy,
a
vibration. They change the spell in the body just by saying the word black, African American, Arab, Caribbean, person of color, visible minority. All those phrases have sound. Sound is connected to the light. The light is connected to the vibration. The vibration is connected to the frequency of what color is produced by saying the word black. I'm not talking when people look at from a crayon standpoint. But when they say what is actually being produced, what is the cymatics of that sound? And so that's why when I bring that up, I'm like, okay, anyone who knows anything about spirituality knows if you're religious, you have to be a scientist. If you're a scientist, you have to be religious. Not saying to worship no fake spirit, but I'm saying you have to have an acknowledgement that there's something outside of your physics, something outside of your mathematics,
mm-hmm.
that is tested in mathematics that the mathematics may not necessarily be able to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is mm-hmm. the reason why when people talk about spirituality where, like, when I do my webinar, I tell them, you can't be religious and do this. That's like trying to walk through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say, hey, you just got to let go. Or I'll put it in simpler terms. If anyone watched the movie Shaka Zulu, you know how to catch a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a mango in a gourd, and the monkey will sit there, take its hand in and hold on to the mango and let it go. And that's where majority of black people are at, where I'm telling them, forget the mango, let it go. You're not going to get it out unless you break it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to break it because they're not going to think to do that potentially. They could cut themselves, and they still would have the they would have the gourd on their wrist.
So Chief.
That's not it.
Chief, so
yes,
can you, in your own words, explain how is the word black synonymous with words like slave, commodity, and death?
There is a book called How to Make a Negro Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And the book says, the purpose of making a Negro Christian is it will advance the pecuniary interests of the master. Slave will know their position, honor their position, and fulfill their position as being subservient.
Mm-hmm.
So when, for example, with the Wide Body Area Network or the Synergist on Telegram, they kicked me off because I showed a picture of the African woman breastfeeding her albino child. And this weak-ass excuse was, there's people trying to shut this channel down. My job is to prevent that from happening. Like, you got close to 3,000 people subscribed. There's 15 or 20 different sub tabs underneath the main tab. So you can go to Synergist, and under that, they got 15 different rooms, 20 different rooms with lots of people commenting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so why are you upset about that picture of the African woman? I said, oh, because underneath, I put the coding, the computer coding for black,
mm-hmm.
is defined as #60, which means it has no value. Now, white, on the other hand, is #6, which means it has value.
Mm-hmm. See that?
So when the U.S.
Listen, government... Listen.
U.S.
Mm-hmm.
government...
Mm-hmm.
When the U.S. government says, listen... The U.S. government says you have the right to self-identify. Pick which race you want to self-identify as. Black is defined as a person having origins in any of the black racial groups of Africa. There are none. American Indian is defined as a person having origins in any of the original peoples of Europe, the Middle East, or North Africa, and those original people were the Olmecs, which covers modern day, the middle of what was called modern day Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So the original Mexicans are niggers, and the Mexicans know this. That's the original. Then came the Aztecs, the Mayans, and the Incas. So that's American Indian, Alaska Native. Then you have white, which is a person having origins in any of the original peoples of Europe, Middle East, or North Africa. So all of those titles are synonymous with contracts. Contracts
mm-hmm.
are connected to
commerce.
And in a contract, you have what's called what? Terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So the terms and conditions of the contract are what govern how the contract is to be followed, honored, and complied with by both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that, we connect that now to the spirituality, whether it's Ifa, Ogun, Legba, Papa Legba. No one can say, well, we're just dealing with energy. That's fine, because that's even more precise,
mm-hmm.
because black has a particular energy to it. All the colors have nanometers and frequency connected to the color. Black, as they call it, which is incorrect, has none of that because all the colors come out of the darkness.
That's why
people who are African, if they have albinos in Africa, they have to hide them because they go after those albino children to use them in rituals, use their body parts.
There are many stories about that with the information.
So the question now is, okay, how can a Babalao or priestess or anyone into saying they're doing black magic or they're doing necronomicon, necromancy, anything pertaining to darkness, how can they say it doesn't matter, but then when they're doing their earthly mundane contracts, they have to what? Specify which race. How are you self-identifying? You got grown men out here who are men, and they start saying that they're a woman to get off of criminal activity like Bruce Jenner, because that's how he beat that car accident. He caused that accident. And then what he went and did was say, no, now he identifies as a woman. Now he's going through the whole sex change. All that is gay. And then you have those that are pedophiles who want to identify as a woman so they can get close to children. So this is what I mean by word magic, because when you get to the origin of a word, no one can fool you. Black means pale, point blank. There is no black scholar, no black educator, no black professor, no black medicine man, no black shaman that can defend the word black. When I hear Idris Elba say he doesn't want to be called a black actor anymore, I know he's watching my videos, because I did one when they were trying to make Idris Elba over if he was being considered as being the next James Bond. And then there was an uproar, but you know, James Bond has to be okay. Now, what has come out is the fact that Cheddar Man is the first, quote-unquote, Briton, and that's 10,000 years, dark skin, dark curly hair with blue eyes.
Look it up, people. Look it up.
So the point of the matter here is, no, I'm not an advocate. See, I'm going to give you I have a folder. I'm going to give it to you, and you'll be able to put it up and give it to everybody.
Okay.
We are past the stage of telling people to look it up. Black people are lazy. They will not do it. They are not going to look up anything you tell them, because that's a psychological game. If you tell them to look it up, black people are lazy. They ain't going to look it up, because black people will have to what? Read. And we know black people don't like to read.
Good thing I'm not
black. That's a psychological game here. A psychological game, right? They don't like to read, because the origin of the word read comes from the old English raiden. It's German. The word is raiden. And raiden means hatred. So when you tell black people to read, they are saying subconsciously, because your subconscious knows the difference. And says, I want to read. So you're trying to tell them, here, look this up for your to help yourself. No, they're not going to do it. Now, you say, here is the link. Now, you can find it. The link is here. Click on the link. It'll take you there. Now, if they don't want to click on the link, then you have to accept the fact that black person is a mummy. They are mentally dead. So I don't have time for that, because we're actually in the international decade for people of African descent, and the last year is coming up. This is the last year. It ends December 31st, 2024. So when black people, like your Ice Cube, like your Cornel West, that next one, what's his name? They're suing his, Roland Martin's another one, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Umar Johnson, Booker T. Coleman. All that, this is game. Black is a hustle. It's fraud. It's BS. It is defensible.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for those in the U.S. corporation, the Dred Scott decision has not been overturned. And the decision from the Chief Justice was no descendant of Africans has any rights which a white man is bound to respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what is the problem? I'm telling you that. Benjamin Crump, he changed his race and ethnicity to white, but he ain't going to tell the black people that he's representing. Because I was at the working group of experts for people of African descent when he was the keynote speaker. I have that recorded. I have that up on my YouTube channel. So the black attorneys know this. The black mayors know this. The black prime ministers know this. The black president, which was Barack Obama, because he's the one who let the secret out.
Yes,
when
right.
He said he doesn't consider himself the first black president because he said the word black has no standing at law. What's his name? Byron Allen, who lost the case to Comcast, the billionaire, the black billionaire. Why did he lose it? Because Byron Allen was hit with the Civil Rights Act of 1865 that was used against him by Comcast.
Whoa.
They used it. That's how he lost the case. Before when it went to the Supreme Court, we told him he was going to lose that. And we had some guys in New Jersey at their own radio station try to interview him, sent him out. He wouldn't communicate. So it's a foregone, calculated reality. There's an article, if you Google median income of black will go to zero by 2053.
Mm-hmm. I saw.
They already have done it. Okay, so it's already, they're telling black people. That's why they did the movie Antebellum with Janelle Monáe. That's why they did that last movie with what's her name, Kiki Palmer, where she was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
She was on a plantation. You're going back to the plantation. So go ahead and stay black. You will get no help from the black preachers other than them. They've already been told. The White House called all the black preachers in the U.S. and told them when stuff happens in the future, their job is to keep the black people calm and sedated so they don't rise up.
Yeah.
This is game over. We're not at the level of, okay, black people don't know. We're past that. I'm like looking for, they're dead. If they haven't figured out, if they're not coming from my webinar to get white, they're dead. So the only thing I'm interested in is looking for the living amongst the dead. And for, especially for the people who took the jab, they're done. Unless somebody could show a remedy, they're already plugged into the computer. The jab is boosting the signal in their body, and their body is actually interfacing with the tower. So again, I bring up the point. Where are the Baba Lao? Where are the high priestesses? From Yoruba, Ifo, Santeria, why aren't they saying anything about this? Because it's happening now. When you do a ritual, when you go and the drummers are drumming and someone goes into a trance, they are releasing electromagnetic energy, also having the body is electric. They are creating synapses and they are creating firings in the brain and in the body and in the aura.
Mm-hmm.
So that is happening as that person is going into a trance.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever there is a tower located, which they have the biosensors in the body, they are already seeing, oh, this person's getting to some spiritual stuff that might actually disrupt, I'm just speculating, that might disrupt the signal of them monitoring what's happening in the body because you're activating the carbon in your body by going into a trance, then you're changing your frequency, you're changing your auric field. Now they could no longer what? They can no longer siphon the neurons that are going throughout your body because now you're in a trance, you're in another dimension. You're operating on a different sound cycle and an energy cycle.
Chief, I agree with you because that drumming is one of my favorite forms of meditation because when I go in and I start drumming, I go into like a trance state, and I actually see a bunch of people with
feta regalia, every just dancing around me all the time while I'm drumming, and I'm that's what I see. And my eyes are closed, but that's what I'm seeing, you know, and I'm even hearing them singing and everything. So I know I go somewhere else. And when I think I'm, like, totally going to leave, then I start to slow down and come back. Mm-hmm. But it's the truth. So you have something there in what you're saying, but, you know, I didn't take the jab, so, you know.
Well, that doesn't apply to you, but what I'm pointing out is the fact that we're at the point where even the Orishas, based on your aura and your energy field, they already know who's dead. So the ones that's dead, they'll just feed them to the dead. They'll tell that high priestess or that priest or the Babala, yeah, tell all the people there to get the shot, because they can already see from that plane with the light, they're done. They're just looking for some other free spot. They're not making any effort for their freedom.
Yeah, I know a few
they
people.
They want someone
a few,
to free
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality works in this capacity. You just like you got to work at exercise, you got to work at spirituality. People think they just do a little and that's it. No, you want to really start monitoring things. Doing rituals, doing offerings, and being as consistent as possible, because it's like energy. It starts to build up. As it starts to build up, then you start creating vortexes. You start creating, you strengthen your auric field. You'll know when to make moves where people say, why did you just stop and leave the party for no reason? You leave, all of a sudden, something happened. There was an earthquake or like what happened at a church in Mexico, the roof fell down. I said, that right there is a sign. Ain't nothing positive there.
Mm-hmm.
For the roof to fall on all the parishioners while they were in church, that's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So the as you know, and I tell people about the spiritual level, they got to be honorable in that capacity. The spiritual world feels nothing about damaging your body. They could care less. Because your body is a shell. That's all that it is. It's a vessel. So I stress to people, seek the living amongst the dead. The theme and the reason why I agreed to this, we were seeing if we would have some Baba Lao come on, and they're not coming on because, of course, it might be dependent upon that.
They're inboxing me. They're inboxing me. They're not coming on, and they're not. They're inboxing me. That's what they're doing. You know, they're inboxing me instead of actually coming on
inboxing. They ask the question, how are they guiding people if all they want to do is inbox? So that tells me they know what I'm saying is true, and they're like, okay, what spiritual agreement with what entity did you make? What did you agree? Because people will offer up their own family for success. That was proven in a couple of movies that they put out. All you have to do is see what happened with Jennifer Hudson and Kanye West.
No. Mm.
So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with that aspect of spirituality. Spirituality is objective, meaning it is an object. How you choose to use it comes down to that individual, whether they want to do it for agreeable or disagreeable. One of the things that was really, I didn't really like was when I saw a post on TikTok.
Okay, I'd like to announce this for the Block Talk Radio people that are listening. If you can join us live on Facebook, we can continue. But if you hang up now, we're going to be in, we have like 8 more minutes on this Block Talk. And, If it goes over, if you stay online, you'll be able to speak a little bit. I'm not sure how long. Sometimes it goes a whole another half an hour more. But you're welcome to stay. And if you have a question for Chief right now, if you want to raise your hand and I'll relay the question. Okay. So anybody have any questions? Just press 1. You can raise your hand, because The other thing I wanted to ask Chief, though, is what really has to happen or what can happen if a great majority of people stop racially identifying themselves as Black? What can actually happen?
The system shuts down, but you have to come to me in order to do it. That the day of people being able to freelance is over, because they already know I'm teaching people. I'm the one bringing this back to the United Nations. The United Nations publishes my inputs. I've even put the link to the SF-181 so the United Nations can see they're giving people of African descent the opportunity to change race and ethnicity. Unfortunately, the working group of experts for people of African descent is made up primarily of Black lawyers. And so the Black lawyer's first obligation is to the British Accredited Registry out of England. So these Black attorneys, they're not interested in shutting the system down. They're just interested in coming to a reasonable compromise for coexistence. The computer intelligence is not looking at that. This is why that movie, Terminator Genesis and Terminator Dark Fate, it's telling you the computer is not interested in coexisting with humans. It's looking at humans as a virus, and that was talked about in the movie The Matrix in the first one. So how you stop that is by getting white, acknowledging the computer error that's in the software and in the program. And the software's program is the word Black, which most people associate with darkness, has a value of zero, and that can't be, because when people get cut or they get a broken bone,
mm-hmm.
they put on the leg a cast,
mm-hmm.
and on the cast, in the cast, that cast, what does the cast block out? It blocks out light.
That's right.
So the leg, the body needs darkness in order to heal. If you get cut, you put what? A band-aid on it to what? Cover the cut. So it can what? Heal. Because it will not heal properly if the light is there, or it takes longer to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these are relative when you're talking about color and you're talking about what do we have to do? You have to get white. White, I'm talking about, it's not talking about skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a vibration, a sound cycle, and an energy cycle.
That's right.
Corporations have given us people as out. Hey, how do you want to self-identify? And the example of Black having no value is if we bring up what's your name, who used to teach in Seattle or Spokane or Washington, Rachel Dolezal, the eminent woman who had everybody convinced, the NAACP convinced she was a Black woman, then coming out her because she was probably an agent and she got too deep into her role where she went being took Black all the way. So her parents had to come out, here's her childhood picture. Then they show a childhood picture of her with blonde hair. And they said, hold on a second, this is what it is? So as Rachel Dolezal says she identifies as a Black woman, what happened? First, she lost her position with the NAACP because she committed fraud. They should have charged her, but they didn't. Second, she lost her professor in African American Studies at the university she was teaching at. Then, after she lost that, she ended up having to go on welfare.
Hmm.
Then, after she went on welfare, she got hit for what? Welfare fraud. Then money was tight. She couldn't get a job. Then she ended up doing either OnlyFans or something close to porn.
Oh.
So do you see the pattern there
of being black?
And she went from professor all the way down to nothing. So last I saw, she was on doing some OnlyFans, basically doing tricks for money online.
Oh.
That's what she got reduced to.
We have someone raise their hand on Block Talk. Yes, we have someone raise their hand on Block Talk, and so I'm trying to see what they have to say. Area code 813.
Yes, greetings, Ferdy back again. I have a question. How will, with the new reset coming and this new money system coming in that a lot of people aren't aware of, how will it affect people that, that are contracting black right now?
Chief, you heard it, right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're done. Black is no standing alone. They already did the report back in 2017 that people, they said the median income, so that's black people who have a relatively decent job and education, that their income is going to go to zero. Now, they put the date at 2053. I say the date is 2025, 2026 in light of what's happening in the crypto world. So black people who are not familiar with crypto or blockchain, mm-hmm. they need to get, they need to comprehend that and get knowledge of that. And this is where my webinar is a central piece of that, because if you go onto the blockchain or you go onto or get into crypto with a black identity, self-identifying as black, they're bringing in central bank digital currencies, which are not the same as cryptocurrency. Central bank digital currencies is going to the central bank. Central banks are the main enemy of the human race.
You heard that?
Central banks are, the central bank digital currency is programmable. That's why the governor of Florida said he don't want CBDCs, because that is programmable and they can take your funds from you. So for black people, they're not going to care, because black has no standing at one. That's where they tricked those black people in California who thought they was going to get $50,000 or get signed up for reparations. And then once they signed up, they pulled the rug and said, oh, that was an error on our part. This wasn't supposed to happen. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, they have black people with information, the data, where they live, et cetera. So black is the magic word used to enslave. African is a magic word used to enslave, because in Africa, they are tribes, clan, or village. They do not use the word African to describe themselves. What is the name of your tribe? What is the name of your clan? Which clan are you from? That's how we did stuff.
Exactly.
Saying that, you're black or African. No, that's Ifritia. That's from Arabic, and that means to separate, and that's what they did.
Exactly, separate.
The time frame for black people to get their head around the reality that they are getting corralled into a slaughter is decreasing moment by moment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get that time. Well, I'm going to need a year. I want to gather all this information. Look at it for you. You know, they don't have that time no more. It's over.
So
it's over. It's done. And that's why I'm saying all the mm-hmm. spiritual people,
mm-hmm.
they are now complicit in this. Like, once you become white, then it's genocide. But if you're not white, it's not genocide. So they are complicit in aiding and abetting this fraud.
Yes, Chief, I hear you. And we got to do something about it. You know, I know there's one other person that wants to do something about it, but I can't vote for all the rest.
I'm already doing something about it. That's where my webinar is. That's my website, my YouTube channel, my other channel, the BitChute channel. That's why I'm doing the webinar, and plus my inputs at the UN. I'm already at the United Nations level. They already know this. The thing is, black people have to accept, can they accept they are not black? Or say it another way, are you pale? Are you a pale American? No, I'm not pale, because it's amazing how black people know what the word pale means.
Mm-hmm. So the best thing
they know what
to
black
do,
means.
So the best thing for black people to do.
They have to be,
mm-hmm.
we need a white renaissance. That's what we need.
Okay. I mean, I like that, the sound of that white renaissance. I love it. Yes, so that's exactly what people have to do, what they would have to do. Otherwise, stay in the mess. Stay a slave, you know.
You have to come on my webinar. I showed them how to be white. I showed them how to live white. We include spirituality. And that's why we've had a couple white Atoctons trying to get scratched into Santeria, Bifa, et cetera. And it's interesting the response they get, because I tell them, use the Egyptian book coming forth by day when you go to get scratched in. And the Babalawos have even told them to be careful with the book because they said the book is powerful. Okay, so you know that, but you're still telling the people you're not, because as a spiritual guide, they have a responsibility to tell the people and give them knowledge of things that can help them in their life when they're not doing ceremony and when they're not doing ritual.
That's right.
Even Jakes is not doing that. T.D. Jakes is bought and paid for Chavez Goy. Same thing with Creflo Dollar. When he started talking about, you want to go to Mars, I'm like, why are you talking about Mars for? I said, oh, he knows, because they have jump gates to go to Mars. Mm-hmm. So he's, hey, if I need a jet to get to Mars or a rocket ship, we're going to buy a rocket ship and go to Mars and preach the word. I said, look at this delusional fool. You really think Martians are going to want to hear about a character that never existed 2,000 years ago that was created by the Romans to battle Judaism? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 813, you got that right? So we have more people just started here on Blog Talk. And we basically running down on seconds, and we're over time. But if you stay online, you may be able to listen to the conversation more. Or you can go to Facebook Live and find the event on my page, Iya Ofe, Melba Farrell. And you can, if you go right to my page, you will find it. If you want to get in contact with Chief, just in case, you can send an email to aspwebinar@proton, P-R-O-T-O-N, mail.com. Okay? That's aspwebinar, W-E-B-I-N-A-R, @proton, P-R-O-T-O-N, mail.com. Okay? All right, and join the webinar and let Chief know you want to get white. What you got to do? Okay, you want to get white. What you got to do? You got to change and flip the script. Okay, flip the script, because you don't want to be getting the connotation of what pale means, black means. You don't want to keep on doing that. And it's nothing about self-hatred, like, oh no, I hate my black skin, oh no, oh, I want to be whitey, oh no. That's what they're going to say. Oh, that Ofe, she hate black. I hate what black means to me.
Put it out there for everyone to see.
That's right. All white. Mm-hmm. So you've been listening to True Talks with Ofe Ofe, and our speaker has been Chief Nanya Shabuel of the Aksakata Nation of Yemisi Morris, and who is also the plenipotentiary registered copyright trademark magister in right of the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, and the planet called Earth. Okay, so get a grip on that, and I pray that my, I hope, let me not say pray, because that's another word. That's another word. I'm bringing the energy out. We are sending energy out to the Babalawos, the Yanifas, and all the other people there who are listening. I know some of you would not make it, because of all the psychological blocks that Chief has talked about. But this is something that we need to know, because even in Ifa, Ifa is about sciences, but everybody's hung up on, quote, unquote, Ifa being some kind of religious thing that you're doing. But Ifa is about sciences. Imagine the Odus are codes just like our DNA. So the Odus themselves are codes. They're written in codes, okay? And each of them have their own value. So here now we're using the word black, and our value is zero. Okay? So we got to, you know, really begin to think about these things. In this technological age that we're in, we really don't have any excuse not to know many, many things. You don't have any excuse. Okay? So, Chief, I don't know if you want to continue because, you know, we ran out of questions. Anybody have any?
I'm putting my link in the chat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've already had a couple people come in already.
Okay.
So I put it on Facebook. I put it on X.com. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on LinkedIn. So we can continue. So I just don't, whoever is able to, I think I can send it to you to get back. And you can give that chat to people. They can link it. If they can't get it on Facebook, they can get it on my Zoom link.
Okay, people, if you can't get in on Facebook, then you can get in on the Zoom link. I'm going to put it in the chat on my page on Facebook. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you. Are you okay? I'll send it to you. Oh, here we go. I'll send it to your messenger.
Messenger. Okay, very good.
There we go. Yes, there you have it now.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. All right. So let me create it.
So you can put it on your page. You can put it on the event. You can put it up for whoever wants to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So spirituality is like a business. It's a contract. And it's a give and take. You have to give in order to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been trying to raise my hand on the Facebook Live. I'm trying to raise hand, but
uh-huh.
It's not giving me that option.
Okay, it's okay. You can speak. I'm sorry.
All right. I am Yana Katnisar Abdi-Pitt. I am a white Atoxin and also a member of the Africa Nation of Yamasumon with Chief Nani Shabu-El as our chief. And I just wanted to say, Chief, that I appreciate so much all that you've done, all that you've shared. And I know where I was when I started your training. And I can see how difficult it may be for some people, but it's that DNA explosion that happens. And like you say, some people are just dead. If you can't help them, we tried. I'm at the point now where my daughter goes to a classroom this past week, and the teacher is referring to people around Africa as being black people in different countries in Africa. So my daughter stands up and she says, "No, teacher. In Africa, we are not black. We are not black. As a matter of fact, we are white." And so the teacher says, "Well, this is a new day for me," because she never expected that from one of her students. And so the next step is that the teacher is confused. Why would she say this? But then the students in the class start to laugh at her and say, "Well, you're a white girl. You're a white girl. Look at this black girl calling herself white." So I just raised it to let the listeners or the people attending this show and understand that this goes deep. And if you don't start almost like recognizing and teaching this to your children, you've already lost it because they're hitting you from the children. They've gone to a home generation before you to be, you know, teaching this stuff for so long. So you're literally paying catch up and you don't have any time left. Just like you said, there's no time left, you know, so we we are speaking the living amongst the dead, and literally they have no time to sit and cry with black people because they literally, they have had a lot from Chief Nana Shabuel, and at this time, if you cannot pick out the sense out of the nonsense, then basically you're the walk, one of the walking dead, more you're spiritual, you're along with that agenda. So Chief, I just want to say thank you. I want to thank you so much for this.
Much appreciated, and what you should do is you should have that. Remember the SF-181 documents of in case that anyone rejected your SF-181 from the National Institute of Health and the CDC, all those and those attachments. If anyone rejects your SF-181 documents, you should put that together and give that to your daughter for her to present to her teacher, and you have all the areas highlighted, and this is global.
Sure. It is global.
Because some of those children want to go, they might want to go to the West, Europe, for education, for college, and then they'd go through U.S. Customs, and they would say, oh, in this country, you're white.
Sure.
So you should use that, give that to your daughter, and have her say, here. Or if they have next time they do a school report, she can do an essay, and then here's my document to show why I said that the other day at school. That's what she has to do, because the children, oh, she thinks she's white. That's where the same thing, the document, you give that, your daughter should have that, oh, here's what it says. And then after she will be, that will give her the upper hand, because then she says, okay, you're African, okay, name me a black racial group of Africa. And they won't be able to say anything. They said, okay, black means pale.
Sure.
So if you say black in English, even though they say they're African, but say black in English, they're saying they're pale. So white is really darkness. This is based on the English language.
All white. Much appreciated.
There's someone here who got their hand up.
Okay, let me see.
In the Facebook, oh, E2. Okay, that's E2.
Facebook?
No, he just had his hand up. I don't know if his screen is frozen or not.
Let me click on it.
I think he got to turn his mic on.
E2? Turn your mic on.
Sure.
9 minutes ago. Ito, are you on?
I can hear him.
Unmute, so we can hear you.
I can hear him.
Oh, I can't. So what are you saying?
It's an economic loss. This is all about economics. Slavery has been the foundation of what's going on, and the issue with that is the economic loss. So imagine all the Amorites who have property, land, clothes on their back have to give that up, to give it all to you. How would they feel about that?
You know, I invited some Amorites too on this.
because you know what happened. You know what happened, GQ, is this. Well, how did London get established? How did they get the land to build on it? So when you start, say that again. Say that again.
Whom?
No, how'd they get the land? They committed genocide in England and got the land. They committed genocide in Africa, got the land, the diamonds, access to the resources.
And they said, which character you play?
They came over to America and committed genocide and took the land from our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The same thing in the Caribbean and South America, correct? So are you seeing a pattern? And what's the pattern that you see? Now, there's a book called Confession of an Economic Hitman. This is by John Perkins. He was one of the economic hitmen. And he said, where is it? He said it so eloquently. Let's see if I find the page here. I used this as in one of the input steps I had to do regarding banks and banking, and I think I just saw it. And what happened was that's being published by the United Nations. So they know, because the IMF, the World Bank, and the rest of them, they're all the same. What they do is they give loans to countries that they know can't pay it back. Then they get them to refinance it. And then they get them to refinance it a third time and a fourth time, and they can't pay it back. So then they say, okay, now give us your power plant, give us your infrastructure, give us your airport. So that's the deliberately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are we going? And raise, okay. And raise here. Mm-hmm.
Are you breaking up? Yeah, I can hear him.
I can't hear him for some reason. I don't know.
I can hear him.
Okay.
So, what you were saying, Ichu, is this, that Africa, or what I saw in the video, said that Russia knows the history of Africa. Russians are actually niggers. The origin of Russia.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
And
okay.
They know this. So that's why the debt that Africa owed to Russia, given that debt, is going to be all great and stuff. Because now they can make Africa an ally. Because they know of the pain and the suffering of the Belgians under Leopold II. France, right? You have Cote d'Ivoire, which is Ivory Coast. That was all French. Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Mm-hmm.
Spain, England, the Dutch coming down, the beers. That's where the beers came from. And ended up in South Africa. See, all of how they acquired what they have is by murder.
Mm-hmm.
There's no statute of limitations on that. However, you can't be Black or African-American and get that. You have to be indigenous, claim your race and ethnicity to have standing at law. So if you don't do that, and this is where when I hear these entertainers, these Black actors, all of that, it's game at this point. To me, I look at it as theater.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to be, because as an artist, right, and I can speak from being an artist, I used to rap, you always want to be cutting edge. You want something different, new, unique. You want something that will last, that, hey, this guy created this new style.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody copies it because you're the first to do it. There's people that are imitating I have a top and standing process, but they don't mention me because once people find out, oh, this is the guy, he found it, yes, and we're recognized by the United Nations. We're recognized by 193 countries on the planet. I have an event I'm attending for Rights of the Elderly in Geneva, Switzerland via Zoom. I'm showing my credentials, and it's like black people are like, oh, some he hiding something. I said, but meanwhile, Purple Dollar can run in another pastor's church with Bishop Eddie Long, run up to the altar where they got money sprinkled on the what you call it, on the steps leading up to the pulpit, and then Purple Dollar runs out the audience and starts sliding on the donations that people threw in the church. That's acceptable. That's acceptable. But when I'm saying, no, we got the credentials, oh, I don't believe that. So that's where another reality, aside from black people's aura being hacked and their energy being taken from their neurons, is black people want to be lied to. That's what they're demonstrating. They want someone to lie to them. Then they can say, oh, this person lied to me. Because the biggest one they're ready, the one they really want to, they think they're going to run game on, is the devil. And they're going to say, oh, well, the devil did this, he did it, and the question will be posed, where first the devil's going to deny them. He'll say, oh, I don't have no power over you. I just called you and you came. That's all. So these black people, they're in for a rude awakening. They ain't seen nothing yet.
Hmm.
Much appreciated.
Okay. So, Blog Talk Radio, you've been listening to our program tonight with Chief Nanya Shabuel. And we've been talking about why don't the spiritual leaders tell you you are not black and all the negative connotations that surround the word black, not just as quote unquote a race, but just the energy of the word itself and what it means. So black means pale, and definitely you are not pale. And we're going to continue this discussion on Zoom. I would like to post the link for you guys here. Let me see. Let me see if I can do that. So you can, if you want to go over to the Zoom. All right. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So there we go. I think we have it. Save. Okay, boom. There you go. I saved it. Mm-hmm. So the Blog Talk Radio people, you have it because our show has gone over like 30 minutes and is actually the 2 hours because at the beginning you all couldn't hear anything. But if you want more information on it, you know, there's also okay, the Zoom link. Baba is posting it up here. Okay. Same topic. Chief.
Same topic.
Okay. Very good.
So people are on that wanted to ask questions, they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The chat is not coming through on my end for this Facebook Live on the computer. I don't see any chat at all, so I don't have the link.
I sent it to you, Yara. You have it.
Oh, cool. Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, let's see here now. Let's move this out of the way. Move that out of the way. Okay, all right. Okay, what else do you want to put on here? Let me put the email. I'm also putting the email if you want to contact.
And my phone number.
Okay.
And my phone number.
All right. Okay.
join the webinar by sending an email.
So for the people that came in, if you have a question, for those that came in on the Zoom, if you have any questions, please put it in the chat. Then we can get started on this, why spiritual leaders, visible minority spiritual leaders, and it will tell you that you are not black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so much appreciated. So I'm going to leave from the Facebook Live.
Okay.
And I'll meet you in the Zoom.
Ashe. All right, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening, Facebook Live
much
people. And thank you all for listening, Blog Talk Radio people. So I'm putting the link in the chat. So when you go back to the original post, you can see the links for the Zoom that is continuing right now, and also the email for how you can email Chief. Okay?
Much appreciated, Neil Faye.
I appreciate it.
Chief, I just want to make a note. It's telling me unable to join this meeting. The host requires authentication.
Oh,
the company.
Hold on, let me fix this. Let's see. I hope I can still do it. It's great hope. I trust I can still do it. Oh, here it is.
All right.
It's launched, but I just, let me see here.
The same sign, and it wants the email and your password, like, for the person, if they have a Zoom account, I guess.
Oh, boy. I'm going to see if I can change the setting here.
All right, thank you very much, Blog Talk. We're signing off. You can reach us on the Zoom link. Just go to the page on Facebook or look in this original post, and you can find the link where you can contact Chief Nanya Shabuel. And also, you can join the Zoom. The Zoom link is there. Ashe, see you next time.
Much appreciated.
Ashe, ashe, ashe.
Okay, so let me sign back into Zoom.
There's work to be done, so let's do it a little by little. All right.